That's something that God distills in us, that we do what He has set forth for us to do. You're going to be blessed in the end. So I want each and every one of y'all to know that you've been a blessing to me and my wife. So, and I appreciate you so much for that. Wonderful, wonderful congregation. So my lesson this morning is kind of geared on that particular subject there, is appreciation. So we know that we should always be appreciative of certain things in life. So this morning, our scripture is taken from John. The chapter is 3 and verses number 16 through verse number 18, which was read in your hearing. Just for clarification, I'll read those three verses again. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." 18, it says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son." So I thank my young brother for reading that so clearly this morning, and want to tell him, continue to keep up the good work. This morning I'm going to talk about a way, or many ways, we fail to do the will of God. We know that our life's success is in the hands of the Lord. If we don't know that, we should. God judges our success by our actions and responsibilities. We should never think that what we have received or gained in this world is because we did it on our own. If this is our way of thinking, we need to reconsider that thought. This morning, we're going to look at this beginning to end. Let's look at Joshua. The chapter is number 1, starting at verse number 8. Joshua chapter 1. Verse number 8, the Bible says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all according to that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." Number 9 says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest." If we are having any success in today's life, it's all because of him. Can I preach the gospel this morning? Did God not take care of the children of Israel? Done what he said. Now the Bible tells us in John chapter 15, starting at verse number 4. The Bible says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. 5 says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. This morning, the same God, the same God that took care of the children of Israel, will take care of us today. Same God. Hebrews 13 and verse number 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forevermore. A question this morning. Church, have you ever seen a branch standing alive being not attached to the vine? Just can't do it. It needs the vine. So we must understand where our sources of success comes from. If we are not bearing fruit, that success, if we are bearing fruit, that success in the eyes of the Lord. Oh, church, we need to thank and be appreciative of our Lord and Savior. Tell me, how can we dare to say, look what I've done? Whatever we have done or accomplished is all because of Jesus. So my subject is the joy of being appreciative. The joy of being appreciative. Somebody ought to say amen this morning. First thing we need to look at is the word action. Why? Because that's what it's all about. Action meaning a deed of operation, engagement, or process. No action, no Jesus. No Jesus, no salvation. Let me explain this morning what I'm talking about. If you tell me you love me and appreciate me and don't show action, that's just talk. If you love me and appreciate someone, you will show them by acting upon it. Example, young people, you tell your parents you love them and appreciate them, but never do anything to show them. Just talk. We need good and complete understanding this morning, because appreciation brings action. Young folks, don't be misled by good words and fair speeches. Action says it all. Let me give you a good example of appreciation with action. When your parents tell you they love you and appreciate you, they do something for you, always have, from birth to the present. Those clothes you wanted, you got. Those shoes you wanted, you got. those special meals you wanted, you got. That special place you wanted to go, you went. That special Christmas gift you wanted, you got. That car you wanted so much, you got. Why this morning? They appreciate you as being a part of them. Now let's look at Jesus in the text. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Just didn't say it, he done it. He put some action behind his love. All because of love. And we ought to show him through our actions and love for him that we appreciate him. First thing this morning, we ought to say, thank you, Jesus, for your great love and mercy. Second thing we need to be, submit ourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let's look at James, the chapter is 4, verses 7 through verse number 10. James chapter 4, verses 7 through verse number 10. 4 says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. 9 says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. 10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now, I'm paraphrasing this morning. In other words, quit holding on to the world and stop participating in worldly lust and devilish activities. Clean yourself up because God loves you. He wants to clean us up because that's his will. That none should perish. 2 Peter 3 and verse number 9. Thirdly, let's look at Matthew, the chapter 11, starting at verse number 28. Matthew, chapter 11, starting at verse number 28. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. 29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. 30 says, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Church, this morning, the old devil wants you to think it's hard living for Christ. But Christ says, my yoke is easy, and my burdens are light. Oh, we need to listen to the Lord this morning. In order for us to grasp this invitation. You have to let go of what's going on around you in this world. Oh, we must give it up this morning. Young people, old people, and the in-between, we can't be double-minded. Just not so. We got a choice to make, and time might not be on our side. None of us can straddle the fence. Church, we must trust Jesus, our Lord. In Matthew 6, in verse number 24, he said, no man can serve two masters. Oh, we got to believe that this morning. No man can serve two masters. It's plain and clear. If we love our Lord and Savior, our choice in action will be very clear. Let me tell you this morning, how can you lose with the one that done it all for you? You can't be on the losing side. Just focus back on our text, John 3:16. And tell me, where would you be if it wasn't for Jesus? Good question this morning. Where would we be if it wasn't for Jesus? Church, sometimes I sit and wonder why we just can't see Jesus as he is. He's too big that we can't see. He's too great that we can't see. His love is too precious that we can't see. His will for mankind, none should perish, that we can't see. His almighty power that we can't see. Sometimes I feel we are walking around with our eyes closed. Like my mother used to tell me, blind as a bat. Young folks, if we as parents missed it, you should be trying to get it. We need to do what's right. Not for his sake, but ours. We got to break the chains that holds us bound to this world and sin. The only way we can break them is by coming to Jesus and staying with Jesus. John 12:32, Jesus says, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Can we lift up Jesus this morning? Came to this world to help us, and we are not showing our appreciation. Question again this morning. Would you give your only son to die for someone that's not worthy of him? Good question this morning. Oh, what a love. That's why we need to keep on singing, how great thou art. So, in my closing this morning, Paul tells us a few things you need to concentrate on. Let's look at Titus 2. Starting at verse number 1. Titus 2 and verse number 1. It says, but speak thou the things which becometh sound doctrine. We need to teach these things. 2 says that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Oh, where is our action this morning? 3 says the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Of course, how can we teach good things when we are involved in the world and what's going on in the world? The world is full of deception, corruption. That's what the world is all about. Verse number 4, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children. How can you do that this morning, young people, when all we see on TV is Budweiser commercials and the wives of Atlanta? We need to resist ourselves from being attracted by them. Verse number 5 says, to be discreet, meaning having self-control. Chastity, meaning pure from every fault. Modest. Says keepers at home, meaning giving attention to home, value, and observe. Good, obedient to the husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young ladies, you need to listen to the older ladies, that they can teach you these things, that you may be found worthy when Christ returns. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, meaning being alert, sound in judgment. 7 says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruption, gravity, and sincerity, meaning true and genuine individual. 8 says, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of us. All Paul is saying here is just using the word of God properly. What can they say to the truth but the truth? I tell you what they might be saying this morning. Now, Brother Montgomery is crazy. All he wants to talk about is God. I might be crazy, true, but not crazy enough to not do what the Lord has said. I'll be like Forrest this morning. Stupid is what stupid does. Oh, we must obey the Lord. Same thing they said about Noah, that man is crazy, talking about it's going to rain. But one thing about Noah, Noah knew who said it's going to rain. And if Noah or someone else said it, he probably would have been crazy. But God said it, and it makes the world a difference. God said. So let's look at what's being said and look at the final results when we just do what God has told us to do. Let's look at Genesis 7 and verse number 1. They all said Noah was crazy. That's what they on the outside was saying. This man is crazy. But look what God said. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. What I say this morning is, let them talk. You just do what God has told you to do. This lesson is yours this morning. But my point was, don't let Christ come back and find you not doing his will, unappreciative of what he done. The joy is showing your appreciation. The old devil can present himself as beauty and an angel of light. But he can't hide himself if we just trust and obey our Lord and Savior. Church, we must be obedient children. If we haven't been obedient in the past, today we need to get it right. Young people, you need to start listening to your parents. Your parents are telling you what God said. And in the end, the result will work out in your favor. Us older folks, if we haven't been doing what God commands us to do, we need to get it right today. Like I say, time just might not be on our side. We need to keep doing what we're doing if we're doing right. If we are doing wrong, we need to change our mind this morning, because God is waiting on us. We're not waiting on God. So I hope I said something to encourage you to come to Jesus this morning. You come by hearing and believing the gospel, Acts 15 and verse number 7. Repentance, confession, and be baptized in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. If any of these interest you this morning, you can come and we stand and sing the song has been selected on this morning.
Oh, By the grace of God, we have come together again this first day of the week to partake in the Lord's Supper. Matthew 26, verses 26 to 29 read, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and broke it and gave it to his disciples, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" This, my friends and brethren, is the Lord's Supper. The Bible rightly calls it such. It is the Lord's Supper because Jesus, our Lord and Savior, instituted it. It is his desire that all of his disciples take part in remembrance of him. This is the time when we are to call to mind Jesus' death, his present life, and coming again. We are to remember what Jesus' life really means as our sole source of salvation, both in this life and in the life to come. As we go about our daily lives, we should always think of Jesus, never ignoring what his life means. But we are to take this time as a special opportunity of worship for an even greater impact on our thinking and living. Let each of us examine ourselves to ensure that our minds and hearts are solely focused on our Lord and Savior. I will now ask for the brothers to bless the bread and the cup.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everything you've given us. We ask you to bless this bread, represents your body that you've given for us, for remission of our sins. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Let us continue in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that you allowed us to come together in remembrance of your Son, Jesus, the great sacrifice that he did on our behalf, Father God, the love that you showed to the world. Father God, we pray and ask that to bless this cup that represents his shedded blood, Father God. Pray, Father God, that we never take it for granted, Father God, that we get a pure understanding, Father God, of that great sacrifice that meant so much to me and all of us in the world, Father God. That we dedicate our lives, Father God, not just remembering it this time, but remembering it all the times as long as you allow us to have breath within us, Father God.